Amy Grant on the Wib Wake Up Show with Believe, taking us to 5:45 time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Mark Halverson, Dr. Jason Kanz from Marshfield Clinic, neuropsychologist. He walks in, they call him, they say, good morning, doctor, from what I understand.
Yes, one of the people says that when I walk in the morning, and it just brings a smile to my face. It's a nice greeting.
It is.
I had shared yesterday, I don't insist on being called doctor, and I rarely introduce myself as doctor. And it's not good morning, Dr. Kanz, it's just good morning, doctor.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it brings a smile to my face.
There we go. So let me begin. We got three different topics I want to tackle, and then we got Romans 5:12. But high school reunion, I got my 40th tomorrow. I went to one house party for the 20th. That's all in 40 years. And I just saw a picture on Facebook of some high school buddies that were at the Brewers doubleheader win over San Francisco yesterday. And I'm like, would have loved to have been there with you. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday. I mean, there are a lot of feelings arise with the high school reunion. Have you gone to any? Do you have any desires? Why or why not?
I went to, I think, two of my high school reunions. It would have been my 5th and my 10th.
Okay.
And I have no desire to go back at this point.
Okay.
I'm not sure why. I liked my class in school. We had a small group. There were 52 of us in our class.
Okay.
For me at this point, I don't foresee myself going back.
But, see, I kind of thought the whole doctor thing, like, you turned out okay. I mean, you know, I'd like to go back with a doctor in front of my name. So, anyhow.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting because at least at 5 and 10, we just kind of fell back into those old school patterns.
And I think you can still fight that. You can still fight. I talked to somebody else, though, a friend who's a little older than me, and he said, by the time it got to be your 40th, he said, nobody really, basically it's, hey, congratulations on still being alive, basically, is, you know, and people are just, so a lot of those things kind of fall by the way, you know, you're not trying to impress as much. The passing of the Queen, reaction.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I think we all knew eventually it was going to come in our lifetime, probably. So I think it was both surprising and not surprising when I heard yesterday that it happened. So
yeah, we had the initial report in the morning about that she was not well, and then in the noon hour. I like this quote. Dan and Becky Allen are both sharing it on Facebook, and the implication drawn by Jesus is clear, said Queen Elizabeth II. Everyone is our neighbor, no matter what race, creed, or color.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like this one. It says, let us not take ourselves too seriously. None of us has a monopoly of wisdom, and we must always be ready to listen and respect other points of view.
Yeah. Great quotes.
She had some wisdom.
Yeah, for sure. No question.
Longest reigning monarch of the British Empire.
70 years. All right, it's also Grandparents' Day on Sunday. That's our question of the morning. But truthfully, we don't have time to deal with that right now. So anyhow,
all right.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, Meatloaf said, and we're sticking to that. Romans 5:12 today.
Yeah, Romans 5:12 says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned.
Hmm. And the way you tackle that in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, which you could also back to your high school reunion and say, I'm a published author multiple times. But anyhow, Romans 5:12 says, I created the world in perfect goodness and beauty without a hint of corruption. But through the first man, Adam, sin came into the world. When he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, death rushed in and the cosmos fragmented. Sin affected, or more accurately, infected everything. Morality, relationships, biology, indeed your very life. Do not pridefully believe that if you had been in Adam's shoes, you would have remained blameless. Every person in all of history, apart from my son, has sinned.
Yeah, you know, I think to recollect that goodness in which we were created is important. But also to understand that this brokenness and sin affects not only how we act and live, but our relationships and our institutions, everything around us. And to be grateful to Christ for his redeeming work.
So would it be odd if I go to my reunion going, well, I'm not a doctor, but my friend is, and here's all the books he wrote? That would be kind of weird.
Sure. Right? I mean, that'd be fine. You could do that. You could just pretend you're me. That way I don't have to go to my reunion.
I'm Dr. Jason K. I changed my name. Thank you. I will miss you at breakfast tomorrow, but...
Sounds good.
We'll do it later. Talk to you Monday. All right, on the WIB Wake Up Show, with Sunday being Grandparents' Day, we're asking you on our social media and on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Always interactive on this show. What's something you love about your grandparents?
Absolutely, and a lot of feedback so far, and we just love to have these on the air as well, too. So if you'd leave a voicemail at 715-396-1670, the listener line, that would be wonderful, just to hear your memories of your grandparents in your own voice. But some of the things that we've heard on Facebook, go ahead.
Yeah, so Liz says, listening to their stories from when they were kids, spending holidays with them, my grandpa's sense of humor, and my grandma's advice.
Tammy says, I was blessed to have known all my grandparents on both my mom and dad's side, including great-grandparents. And she talks about her grandma, Kate, and she said she lived just down the street from us. And Tammy says, I spent a lot of time at her house. She was the best cook and had her own restaurant before I was born when I was real young. She says, I stayed overnight with her most Saturday nights until I got old enough to babysit and do slumber parties, etc. She taught me how to love others and myself and self-worth and to be proud of who I am. And she also mentions great memories like watching the Lawrence Welk show. Says her grandma just loved dancing and laughing and music.
Yeah, and also Sarah says, I was blessed with the best grandparents a girl could ask for.
Linda says, Grandma and Grandpa lived across the road from us. When we were done making hay, they made the best tasting Kool-Aid in the world. I love that. She says, we played ball every Sunday afternoon after church. Grandpa was always the pitcher, and we played by his rules, which changed all the time. It was so fun being with them.
Oh, that's good. I was a Kool-Aid kid, and I remember playing wiffle ball with my grandpa. Brian says, wish they were still around fishing, gardening, and cooking.
Again, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group if you want to share, but also we have this on the main WWIB radio page or 715-396-1670. What's one or two more, Halvo?
Heather says, I missed them. They passed on. I used to love going over their house to talk, laugh, and play cards. My grandma's a good cook, too. I just have one grandma that's living in a nursing home. Barb says, I only knew my dad's dad and my mom's mom, and not that well. Both were very quiet.
So again, the question is, what's something you love about your grandparents with Grandparents' Day coming on? And Brian says, wish they were still around. He says, fishing, gardening, and cooking. We'd love to hear from you. 715-396-1670. Honor your grandparents.
I got a closing one here. Jesse says, my grandparents, Dennis and Donna, were my first examples of what it meant to be a Christian. They didn't have to tell you they were Christians. Their actions spoke for themselves. They taught their kids and grandkids that no matter the size of prayer, he wants to hear it. There you go.
10 minutes before 8 o'clock on a Friday morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you on WWIB. 66 degrees. This is our Friday morning tradition. Knowing how busy your lives are, especially now that school has started, you want to stay informed. You want to be up to date. What's going on in the world? News, sports, politics, pop culture. So we aggregate all that information on a regular basis for you, and then we bring it to you on Fridays, but in condensed form because we respect your time. We know how busy you are. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Caleb, a new study finds that people who eat lots and lots and lots of fruits and vegetables are happier.
That's because they don't waste half their lives standing in line behind people who can't decide if they want the chicken strips or the chicken nuggets.
Tough choice.
Scientists say that jet lag is bad in either direction you travel, but it's much worse for your brain if you travel east.
Makes sense. That gets you closer to Washington, D.C. A study finds that having too much of the good kind of cholesterol can actually lead to an early death.
Does this mean that I can now say that I'm eating this cheeseburger only for medicinal purposes?
You can say it.
Researchers say our brains boot up when we wake up in the morning.
Which explains why I have a hard time getting out of bed. My brain is booting with a version of Windows XP.
Got to upgrade, friend.
A Tennessee couple on a first date let themselves into an unlocked church at 1 a.m. so they could play the piano.
And that right there is how they get the plot ideas for Hallmark Christmas movies.
Beautiful and touching.
Another study found 2 of every 10 teenagers have some hearing loss but don't know it.
And it's almost impossible to tell which teens are losing their hearing and which ones are just ignoring everybody.
Right? We love you, teens.
And finally, according to a study, 3 of 4 women would prefer a new top-of-the-line big-screen TV to a diamond necklace.
In a similar survey by ESPN, 3 out of 4 single guys want to know where in the world to meet those women. And those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, globally huge news yesterday with the passing of Queen Elizabeth II at the age of 96. And deaths of royalty are given code names. This way, when a member of the royal family dies, the important people can be informed without the news being leaked. And so yesterday, Caleb, Operation London Bridge swung into action.
So this is from NPR, kind of a quick overview of what happens next, in case you might be curious, because again, this news was everywhere after the passing of Queen Elizabeth, after a reign that spanned over seven different decades, and I believe the longest reigning monarch. The New York Post also might have some details on this, but again, the credit for this to NPR. The process will begin with Queen Elizabeth's floral wreath-adorned coffin being set in the ballroom of her Scottish castle, Balmoral, where she died. It'll be there until Saturday, giving her staff a chance to pay their respects.
Also, the Queen will then be brought to Edinburgh sometime tomorrow for her coffin to rest in the throne room of her palace.
On Sunday, the coffin will be carried up the Royal Mile to St. Giles Cathedral for a reception before it is put on board the Royal Train at Waverley Station. Crowds of mourners are expected to gather at stations along the journey down the East Coast Main Line to throw flowers on the passing train.
Then Queen Elizabeth's body will arrive at the throne room in Buckingham Palace sometime on Tuesday with an altar, the pall, the royal standard, and four grenadier guards standing watch.
A procession through London will then take her coffin from Buckingham Palace on Wednesday to the Palace of Westminster, with a service at Westminster Hall following its arrival.
The Queen will then lie in state for 3 days with her coffin on a raised box in the middle of Westminster Hall, open to the public for 23 hours a day.
Preparations for the Saturday, September 17th funeral will finish up by Friday, September 16th, before Westminster Abbey closes to the public the following day for the service.
The official service expected to begin around 11 in the morning and last until noon. It'll be the first funeral of a British monarch in Westminster since, get this now, 1760.
Wow, the same day, Queen Elizabeth's body will be brought to Windsor Castle for a committal service in St. George's Chapel, and the Queen will be buried in the castle's King George VI Memorial Chapel.
Wow.
Again, just for those of you who maybe were wondering or maybe just saying, wow, this is big news and, and what's happening next. Again, they call it Operation London Bridge, and credit to NPR for gathering that data. But again, just as we think of the brevity of life, even for a monarch who reigned over seven decades, and yet our life is just but a breath, isn't it? And again, we're... The flowers fade, the grass withers, but the word of our Lord stands forever. Well, Havel puts this together for us every single week. It's the best of the week here in the WIB Wake Up Show. 5 days. We've got 5 minutes. It's all condensed. 5 days worth of shows, all down to 5 minutes. What does it sound like? Well, you take a listen. Havel, we're trying a new game.
Yeah.
We're trying a new game on a Win a Wednesday.
It is a new game. Because the next time I speak Samoan, it'll be the first time. Yeah, called Lost in Translation. How does this work?
So basically, the number to call is going to be 715-723-2555, the studio line. We love you on the text line, but we got to hear you on the air for this. 715-723-2555. We're taking a song that you have all heard here in WWIB, but we are reading the lyrics to it in a different language. And it will be Samoan today. And so... neither Halvo nor I are fluent
this
in
could be
Samoan.
Sponsored by Wycliffe Bible Translators.
Or Babbel.
This is already made best of the week.
I brought this to the table, so I'll start. So, again, in Samoan. Na ul mawa lena tala fafia fafia I o foliga. Real hotel employees have shared the most bizarre room service calls they've received from those who do take advantage of that service. And we want to regale you with some of these oddities. After checking in, someone called to have their reservation changed to, quote, a room with a sea view. Seems pretty normal, right? Well, this hotel is over 100 miles from the nearest ocean.
Yeah, we can't provide you with that.
Leai se aso e tasi o tu famamulu ai.
Wow.
This is Samoan.
Headline, candle it with care. A woman gets a $350 candle for her birthday and accidentally drops it and destroys it moments after opening the gift.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And in fact, you were initially going, a how much candle?
Well, right? I know. That's like...
yeah.
I mean, sure, we have candles in our house, but man, I'm thinking like $6 to $8 is still a little spendy for a candle. So.
Right. Yes.
I mean, that's just where I'm coming from.
I hear you.
$350
Right. And the video's gone anywhere, 4.2 million It's gone viral. This is her opening
it.
She's holding big. It's like a bucket. And she's, oh, it's so beautiful. It went over her shoulder. Na'u, mawa, lina, tala, fia, 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 i-u, boliga.
I actually really want to hear this.
A hotel employee sharing the most bizarre room service calls. Someone once requested an extra bed, which seems fine. It was for a doll.
Chucky. Na'ua, mawa, lina, ta, 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 ala'u, fatu. Again, it's not going to be easy if you're looking for a clue. To pick out what this is, just start guessing. Good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show. Sanctus Reel is coming live in concert to Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland September 15th. The lead singer, Sanctus Reel, Dustin Lawley, joins us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. What was your best subject in school?
History.
Favorite sports team?
Any team from Detroit.
Push-ups or sit-ups?
Push-ups.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, definitely dogs.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Yes.
What's a song you'll always sing along to?
Stand By Me.
Go-to snack food?
Oh, my goodness. Popcorn?
What's your least favorite household chore?
All of them.
Do you wake up immediately or hit the snooze button?
I wake up immediately.
If you could have any other career, what would you do?
Oh, history teacher.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
90 degrees and humid.
And finally, does pineapple belong on pizza?
I think yes.
There you go. We save the one that divides the nation until the last in this case.
You answered correctly. You answered correctly, Dustin.
Osina mala mamlama ititi emafai iona. What song is this?
You speak good Samoan, by
thank
the way.
Thank you, thank you.
O te ba betai I le atua salise mo le lagea lele.
Tu atuli fa malama ma talatalo mai aua ala tuai ala tuai.
And the same to you, buddy.
A guy requested a large ground floor room so a guest could leave his motorcycle in there.
Wow.
Just pull it right in. It is, I'd say, a southern rock, kind of a country twang to this song and artist. Would you like to guess again? You can hang up and try again and think about it, or you can guess again here on the air. We'll give you a bonus chance here.
Is it All Joy, No Stress by Rhett Walker?
Is it All Joy, No Stress by Rhett Walker in Samoan?
All joy, no
it
stress.
Is!
Way to go, no. Oliver! You're going to Sanctus Reel, buddy!
There you go, Oliver, our very first winner of Lost in Translation, which is way harder than I thought it was going to be when it's in Samoan. How do you feel, my friend?
Pretty good.
There you go. We're feeling pretty good about that, too. A week's worth of shows in 5 minutes.
Lost in Translation certainly highlighted the week, headlined it.
Good times. You never know when that might be coming back. Maybe we'll try a different language another time on a Win It Wednesday.